Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Provincetown is already gearing up to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims' Landing in 1620, and today I'm at the site of the Pilgrim Monument atop High Pole Hill. It's a beautiful June morning with a spectacular view of the town and harbor below. In 1902, the town of Provincetown donated land to the Cape Cod Pilgrim Memorial Association to build a monument commemorating the Pilgrims' arrival. It was built between 1908 and 1909, the tallest all-granite structure in the U.S. I'm with David Widener, executive director of the Pilgrim Monument and Museum.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
He says while Plymouth gets most of the Pilgrim publicity, Provincetown was their unplanned first stop. They'd set out for the Jamestown colony in Virginia, but ocean currents brought them much further north into New England. The Pilgrims arrived in Provincetown Harbor on November 11, 1620.
You had 102 individuals who were displaced. Displaced themselves on purpose, but they were displaced because mainly they were run out of where they were living. And they were looking for a new freedom.
We walk around to the front of the structure, and Widener reads from a large bronze plaque, now tinted green with age.
Covenanted and combined themselves together into a civil body politic. The body politic established and maintained on the bleak and barren edge of a vast wilderness.
The plaque commemorates a document the Pilgrims signed on the day they arrived, known as the Mayflower Compact.
Before they got off the boat, one of their critical elements that they wanted to do was to organize themselves around a document, a governing document, if you will. The Mayflower Compact was created in order for them to know who was in charge, know how to deal with indiscretions and problems, very much like the forefronter to our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. All of those documents created a compact, a promise, a trust.
When the compact was being drafted aboard the ship, did the regular rank-and-file passengers have any kind of say? Did they all vote whether to adopt it? Is that how that worked?
Or did they... I don't really have history on that. I can tell you that the imagery that we've seen pictures of and some of the narrative, some of the texts we see, says that they did have an engaged conversation and dialogue of all the people on the ship. The fact that everyone that signed it all agreed to the rules and the regulations of what the compact meant.
Widener says a big part of the story of that original landing party revolves around the Wampanoag Indians, who already occupied the land.
And it wasn't always a pretty story. There was a lot of stuff that occurred here on our shores, the finding of fresh water, the issue with the Pilgrims, finding the corn. Well, the corn was not a manifestation of God. The corn was put there by the Indians. That was the Wampanoag's winter food. And the Pilgrims, appropriated themselves of it. And had it not been for the Wampanoag people, for the care and the feeding of taking care of the Pilgrims, that first year many more would have perished, certainly.
The Pilgrims eventually determined that Provincetown was too inhospitable a place to settle, so they sailed across Cape Cod Bay to Plymouth, where they set up a permanent colony. But Widener says their brief time in Provincetown was extremely significant.
The landing point of democracy, we tell folks, happened here in Provincetown in 1620 with the landing of the Mayflower Pilgrims. Our dedicatory monument is a testament to the future of civil society and a future for the history of many, many, many more people coming to our shores to appreciate true social justice.
The cornerstone for that monument was laid by Theodore Roosevelt, who had secured much of the funding from the government to build the structure. During construction, granite quarried from Maine was shipped into the harbor.
And it came up from the harbor, and it was quite an interesting process. A railway was actually created from the harbor to bring it all up to the point of the grounds right where our existing flagpole is.
The monument was dedicated with great fanfare in 1910 by President William Howard Taft, who sailed into Provincetown Harbor aboard the federal yacht, dropping anchor at the spot where the Pilgrims were believed to have anchored the Mayflower 290 years before. That festive atmosphere will be reborn in 2020, with numerous activities celebrating Provincetown's role as the Pilgrims' first stop in the New World. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Provincetown.